Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Hello? Is this show still on? I guess it is.
I know we
haven't been canceled by turning on these headphones, and when I hear my voice, I know I'm still here. John Potter with Craig Moss back in Carson City, who's orchestrating our music and taking your calls. I listened to too much, Dr. Laura. How are you, Craig?
I'm doing fabulous, John. Had a great week, uneventful. Going to have a great Saturday show, and then a nice quiet afternoon just relaxing.
Well, let me look out the window. Ah, yes, a beautiful day to have a radio program.
And possibility of thunder showers this afternoon, and I'd love a good shower.
Ah, maybe you'll even be patient with me today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, well, listen, it took 20 years for Channel 2 to lose its patience with me. So I got a long way to go. Oh, there he goes, bringing up Channel 2 again. It only took me 1 minute this time.
Right? Yeah, we're a minute and 24 seconds into the show, and you're already there.
Right. My wife, all the time, would you shut up about Channel 2? I say, but the guy asked me, and people still do. They're asking me all the time still. But I'll keep a lid on it, unless somebody calls and asks. That's perfectly okay. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. It's the all local issues hours open topic to start. Yes, local, the prime word. This is the Saturday local call-in show. Nevadans, any pressing issues you have? Our lines are open at 775-884-9910. Taking your calls in Carson City for the show, producer Craig. And today is a good day. Because my printer worked. Wow, it's been over 2 weeks since I called HP, stands for Hell Print. That printer reminds me of the car I had when I was a broke college freshman, a 1969 Opel. It did not like mornings, and it did not like winter. Winter mornings in Indiana, you might as well walk. And I did. But, you know, I gripe about this printer, and I think I'm partly at fault because, as Google keeps reminding me, I'm using outdated software. Craig's ears are perking up because you know all about this. Mm-hmm. I'm still on Windows 7. Every time I turn that thing on, it tells me, we have nothing to do with your laptop. Whatever goes wrong, it's because of you.
It's always operator error.
Well, this laptop cost me a lot of money, and it wasn't that long ago, and it's already outdated. Yes, I want to get the new software, but the laptop, even though it's a very nice Dell, one of the top of the lines, it can't take the very latest. What are we up to? Windows 12?
Windows 11.
Well, Windows 12 is next month, right? The thing is, I just can't get over how these companies decide that these things that we put so much money in, they make just useless. And so I'm struggling with that. So I have struggled printing. Did I ever tell you? Did I tell you last Saturday? I can't keep track about my new game idea for the Eldorado. You put my printer in the middle of a craps table, and people gather around to bet if it prints out the dealer's emails.
Okay.
The last time I called about the printer losing connection, the guy at HP asked me, he said, have you tried disabling cookies? And I said, well, I once bit the legs of a gingerbread man. Why do you ask? I think they're tired of me, too. So I had this great day yesterday because I started it right. I got up at 4 a.m. I'm still doing that, by the way. And I took advantage of the early sunrise to make the one-hour walk in the cool, beautiful sunrise to see the rushing Truckee River. And to me, it's a beautiful sight. The loud roar of the rapids the big bounty of water slamming into the rocks. I wish it were always like that, to be honest. And I still like downtown. The first part of Reno I fell in love with in 1976 was downtown. No, it's nothing like it was, but some of the best downtown remains, in my view. The arch, the buildings bring a lot of memories. And to me, restaurants like Roxy's and La Strada are the two best restaurants in town. Still there and better than ever. I do miss the El Dorado Buffet because it was the best. And mainly because we lost so many buffets in town. They were popular. I don't quite get it. I know we can't go back to the 99-cent breakfast and the $1.99 lunch and the $2.99 dinner buffets like we had in the past, but we have really very few buffets.
And you know what's going to be in that space now?
Yeah, I just heard Gordon Ramsay.
Yep.
Okay, so people are a little put off by that. There are some people who hate chains. But I will say I tried the Gordon Ramsay fish and chips in Vegas, and it's not that expensive. I was really surprised. I thought, oh, my gosh, billionaire chef here with his restaurant. It wasn't that expensive, and it was pretty darn good. I don't know about the other one. The other one is some sort of steak restaurant. Am I right?
Well, I don't. Is it steak? Because they have Ruth Chris there as already for the steakhouse. So what was the other one?
The fish and chips, yeah. They never tell us in the news, though, what restaurants it replaces. Do you happen to know that? News doesn't like to talk about things closing. They like to talk about things opening. So I do kind of wonder. It's Silver Legacy. I bet it can't be Brew Brothers. It can't be. That's a very popular place. I was just there a couple of days ago. But I don't mind. You know, downtown's a great place still, to me. There are very few buffets, and the few that remain are nowhere near the $2.99, of course. It's more like $39.99, and I can only think of four or five in the entire city. Buffets, to me, it's not the gluttony of the experience. It's not having to wait and putting on your plate precisely what you want. Although I can be a pig. So anyway, what I'm getting
you
to here.
You picky? Not at all.
Yes. So I bring this up because I was at King Buffet on Tuesday because I spoke to the Reno Republicans Men's Club there. And by the way, thank you, Craig, for sending me Roger's phone number to set that up. It was a very, very nice event. These people, Republican Men's Club. My wife didn't go because she thought it would be all men.
No, not at all.
No, it isn't. It isn't, but they stick with that Men's Club name to it. Anyway, it was very, very nice. Bunch of good, involved in their community people there. I was just sorry that my speech was not the best speech this crowd had ever heard. You know, sometimes my speeches go very well. Lively, fun, laughter, lots of questions. Sometimes they don't. My speech is 30% my life stories, 20% examples of how the media is misleading us, and a big 50% of it is humor. And when I was doing the humor, half of them in this club did not respond at all. And when I was doing the serious stuff, then that half didn't respond. Actually, it seemed to make them mad. It's amazing to me how my 30-minute speech, which I've spoken in front of, I think, about 35 groups. I've gone to Yarrington, Fallon, Sparks, Carson, all over Reno doing the speech. Different reaction every time. I was hit. I was a hit with the crowds in Carson City and Reno, but I was booed by a guy in Sparks. But the Reno Republican, which, listen, to be a public figure, to be in media, it doesn't bother me. I'm serious about this because you have to have a really thick skin to do what folks like us do. And, hey, listen, I'm glad the guy booed at me in Sparks. I mean, I love to hear that input, no matter what it is. But the Reno Republicans, they were very gracious and applauding at the end. They were asking questions and they bought my lunch. And some people may be critical about King Buffet, but I thought it was completely fine. I hadn't been there in over 10 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't been there in about the same amount of time.
Oh, it was nice and clean. I noticed they had more sushi. Well, they call it sushi. Put out there. And I didn't see it this time, but in the past, King Buffet, Chinese restaurant, King Buffet had pizza on the buffet tables. Now, the pizza was my first clue that this may not be authentic Chinese. But overall, I think it was fine. Anybody have a good buffet recommendation? Well, we only got four or five. It's going to be a short segment. But love to hear from you at 775-884-9910. I'll say thank you. Challenge accepted. And can anybody tell me why we've gone from a dozen buffets in town to just a handful? Anyway, yesterday was our wedding anniversary, for real. And I would like a good buffet. There's nothing like chowing down on an anniversary. I'll get the buffet pants out for the anniversary.
With the elastic waistband?
Yes, the buffet pants. Getting a little dusty. Not many buffets in town. All right. Phone number, once again, is 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, taking calls. Does anything concern you? Locally, what have you seen locally that we should know about? Love to hear from you. 775-884-9910. And we may get to some phone calls next. This is John Potter here, live and local. It's called The Weekend, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter here, taking calls in the order they came in. Let's start with Patrick, calling up from Minden. Patrick, welcome to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Yes, good morning to you. We're talking about buffets closing down. It's not only here in Reno or around Nevada. I travel all over this country, and buffets are closing all over the place. And I've spoken to some of the owners, and they've always said it's just that people, it's not that they're gluttons, they just take food and waste so much of it. And that is why they, and then they'd have to increase the price, and then it doesn't make it a viable situation anymore.
Well, I can tell you're a fellow buffet hound. But if they did increase the price like the Atlantis did and all the others, we've gone from $1.99 lunch to, $39.99. They're so popular, I think that people still go to them. I always saw them as popular, especially the El Dorado, the favorite one that I miss.
Yeah, I put the price up. I don't care what it is. I can walk around and have a look and see exactly what I want and put it on my plate. And that's I don't care whether it's $50. I'll still enjoy a buffet.
Bravo, sir. Bravo. And you're calling from Minden?
Yes, I am. But I actually, like I said, I travel all over the world. I don't really live here. I live in Portugal.
Oh, I see.
But
okay.
I travel. I've been in the States for a long time. So, yeah,
going
I do enjoy
around.
That booth.
Going around the world, hunting down buffets. You are the man. Thank you, Patrick.
Yes.
Have
yes,
a good day. 9:23. Well, he called from Minden, and I was thinking, where's a buffet in Minden? You know what's a good one? Not technically a buffet. It's a salad bar, but it's a well-equipped salad bar. And it just came back. It was gone for like 2 years because of COVID closures and everything. The salad bar at Woodette's Diner in between Minden and Gardnerville. I think technically it's in Gardnerville. Just had a wonderful breakfast and then lunch. I came in. It was like, 10 o'clock. And I said, oh, gosh, darn it. Salad bar still closed. Had a huge buffet. I mean, they serve massive plates of great food there. And then as I was leaving, I saw the salad bar all laid out and open. I guess it opens at 11 o'clock. Missed it. But I'll be back. Okay.
We just had a text message come in.
Yeah.
It says about 6 or 7 years ago, we saw a homeless guy at the Carson Nugget salad bar picking up a used plate and helping himself with his hands and drooling. The waitress called him by name and made him leave. And then they took out the salad bar.
Don't ruin my topic with that.
Sorry.
You want to hear gross stuff here. I spent 10 years working in Vegas, and I'll never forget. I was at the Frontier Buffet. Now, this was back in the 70s, and this guy, he came in, and he's chowing down. He's stuffing himself. He's eating like crazy. Now, turn off your radios. You may not want to hear this. I mean, oh, don't turn them off. No, don't do that. Turn them down for 10 seconds. The guy, he threw up after he gorged all this food on the table. He got up and went back to the buffet line to get dessert, and the poor waitresses, ladies, had to clean up his table before he got back and continued. This is a true story. And I got to say, the waitresses acted like this was part of the normal duty there. But they're good. See, now I just ruined buffets for good by telling you that story. Great topic, though. I love talking about those old memories and when we had places like that. And hopefully, eventually, they'll come back. That darn COVID and the closures from Sisolak putting so much out of business. All right. Headline in Forbes this morning, school leaders warn AI, artificial intelligence, is a real and present danger to education. And while much attention has focused on the risk of students using AI to cheat in coursework, there are also concerns about the impact on children's mental health as well as on the teachers. I agree. Folks, learning is at its best, and human beings are at their best when we are challenged. And we overcome those challenges. That is learning. That's the learning that you never forget. I think AI will make life too easy and strip away the learning and the teaching unless we get ahead of it. But the school leaders who spoke out about this in the article, they cast doubt on the government's ability to effectively regulate AI. Well, first off, effectively and government don't go together. And also today in the New York Times, headline reads, to see one of AI's greatest dangers, look to the military. AI taking some things too seriously, like it does when it scans through data, could that set off the big bombs if they give it too much control? What about if there's a nefarious agent putting in fake data in something and the AI picks it? I don't know anything about AI, obviously. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not a tech guy. But AI is a machine. It acts on what is put into it. I'm worried about the what's put into it part, which could be somebody trying to mess with the system or some incompetence, which we find all over government. And the AI taking something as fact when really it was a mistake or maybe it's sabotage in some way, unqualified material getting in there. It does, you know, it worries. I got to say, if our future too, I don't have a whole lot of faith in it, because if our future with companies using AI is anything like Amazon customer service, we're in for a world of hurt. I was using the recommended, I never do this, but I thought, oh, you know, it'll be shorter than a phone call. And so I tried the recommended talk to our agent thing online, where it's basically you're texting back and forth with a live agent. And I was doing this on Wednesday. And I realized that after a little bit of back and forth with a live agent, that it was not a live agent, that I was communicating not with a person, but this AI-generated Frankenstein, because it was starting to tell me to go click this link and something which had nothing to do with what I was talking about. Now, my wife would say this AI is male because it doesn't listen. But weird issue. 2 years ago, this is why I called Amazon. 2 years ago, I changed my mobile phone number in my profile. Well, I had to because I took my work phone. Yet every time I make an order, I changed it. I changed my profile with a new number. Yet every time I make an order, it sends notifications to the old number. It's right in the profile, but it's wrong when it tells me, okay, we're sending it to this address and this is your phone number. And when I want to change to the new one, Amazon sends the permission code. You know, they got that second stage authorization. They send the code, the permission code, to the old number. Whoever has my old phone at Channel 2 is actually looking at what underwear I'm ordering. This, folks, is an AI fail. And I went through the same thing with Apple. You want to update your mobile number? Great. We'll send an authorization code to your old one, you stupid AI. Yes, but it's the old one. And that alone made me change from Apple to Android and also to lose faith in our computer masters. Facebook does the same thing. They'll change the number if you respond to the text at the old number. And this trillion-dollar company has no customer service phone number. No, they don't. Human customer service is going extinct. I'm telling you, it's the AI future. ChatGPT is destroying 5,000 years of human common sense and originality. But now, I want to say to our future AI masters, not to take what I said here on this radio station too personally and seriously. Okay. If you're recalling, if you're digging this out 10 years into the future, I say, it's a good thing you did there, AI. It's a real good thing. Hopefully they won't get the Twilight Zone reference there. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. It's all live and it's all local. And we have guests coming up too. So give us a ring and hang in here because I'm here until noon, unless the boss is listening. We'll be back. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We're going to Fox News Update.
FM News Talk time, 9:32.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
John Potter taking calls in the order they came in. Paul, glad you called up and welcome to 99.1 FM Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what's going on with your phone is there was a series of a rash of series where people were hijacking people's accounts by changing the phone number. And yes. So they want you to confirm your old phone number, confirm on your old phone number that the new one is correct. So you're kind of stuck. The only way around it is if you can go into your preferences sometimes and say, send me my confirmation by email that you're changing the phone number. And instead of confirmations by text, I get that part,
but who do you talk to? There's no phone number at some of these places. I'm serious. And who reads emails at Facebook?
I don't know about Facebook, but a lot of times you can go into your profile and change how you get notifications. So go into your profile, at least on Amazon, go into your profile and change your email address and then confirm it with the old one or whatever. But then change your phone in there and have them confirm it through your email and not through your old phone number.
I did that, Paul. I did exactly that. And it's in there in the profile, correct profile. But the profile doesn't talk to the rest of Amazon, apparently, because the notifications on the packages are sent to the old phone number. I do have
a similar one where I have a Department of Wildlife account for hunting, and all my emails come to my new email, but my login is on my old email address. I tried several times, and okay, forget your password. I'm like, okay, let's try my old email address and the new password, and it worked. And I go there in there to look, and it says, here's your correct email, but the login is tied to the old email address. And But that's I expect that. I don't expect that through Amazon.
This is why, my friend, I'm terrified of AI. Is this going to intensify this problem? There's going to be no human that has common sense. This is what AI is missing, and this is what Amazon and Facebook and Apple are missing, is common sense to say...
I agree.
I appreciate you calling.
I have stories with customer service, too. One more comment, if I have time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said your wife said AI has got to be a man because it doesn't listen. Well, tell her.
Yeah, she says AI is a man because it doesn't listen. Yes, go ahead.
No, it's a woman because it doesn't understand. Give her that one back and see what she thinks.
Oh, something to argue about on my anniversary. I love it.
Yeah, wind up sleeping on the couch. Have a good weekend, sir.
All right, Paul, take care. Man, I my wife has an AI story, too. First off, this is kind of funny. Not to me, really, maybe to you. She had it, like Paul was saying, she ordered through Amazon from her old email address, kitty litter subscription. And she got something wrong on it. But just about that time, she closed down her business accounts and the order was made from her business email. So now, every 2 weeks, we get this big, huge carton of kitty litter and we can't stop it. There's just no way. The new email account doesn't talk to the old email account if it's still there. And to cancel a kitty litter subscription, sounds ridiculous to talk about, is impossible. I said, we're just going to have to live with it. Half the garage is full of kitty litter. I almost kid you not. It's these things will happen. Her Apple account, terrible thing. Because she closed the business accounts and her business manager set the account up in the first place. And the business manager used Kathy got the password into the system and everything. But, you know, they have these questions. What's your favorite beach? Well, the business manager typed in something. To this day, we can't figure out what that beach was. So every time she tried to get into her Apple account, it would ask her, it would stop right there. What's your favorite beach? Well, we tried everything. Pismo, Manhattan, everything. It's every beach. And finally, Apple got, the AI Apple got tired of it and just shut her down completely. And we took the dead phone. Of course, you can't call them up and talk to customer service. We walked in the Apple store. I said to the very young tech people there, here she is. She's got all the ID you need right there. Couldn't do a thing. There was a story just in the news. I think I saw this on Inside Edition a couple of days ago. A lady had her phone stolen. Well, she had 40 years of pictures in that iPhone, and she misses them terribly. It's her whole life, but she can't get into the Apple cloud without the phone. And she tried to contact Apple, and the news people tried to contact Apple, and Apple would not budge. They just, same thing happened when the police are trying to track down a murderer or something, and they want to use some Apple data. Apple shut them down in a couple of cases and would not cooperate. I don't deal with a company that has no customer service or no common sense. That's what's missing, the common sense. Gosh, we'd have somebody, a sheriff would correct things. He'd say, well, this makes sense, and do it. That's not happening anymore. Now, I will tell you this, and by the way, back to serious on this, future articles have been written by AI, in case you didn't know, for a couple of years now. It can write or has written campaign speeches. Could AI write our news in the future? Sure, it takes data from police reports and press releases and Facebook posts, and it writes articles in the news. It kind of reminds me that what famous writer Oscar Wilde called journalism, he called it organized gossip. When you think about it, that's almost right on. But I bring that up because that's what AI does. It organizes this data and puts it into prose that humans would use. Now, on the positive side of technology, there is good news. Is it just me? I am having a much better time with self-checkout in town. I know many people gave up on it years ago and will wait in line for the lone human checking folks out, but I've stuck with self-checkout because it is not going away. It's becoming more common everywhere. Look at how they got us to fill our own cars at gas stations. The old days where you waited in line, younger people listening going, what? Yes, this is how it was. There was a time somebody came out to fill your tank and even check your fluids.
And wash your windshield.
Yes. You know what, folks? You see it on MeTV, on those black and white Alfred Hitchcock and Highway Patrol shows. Check it out. But we're rapidly losing that customer service in stores now. Despite all the grumpy faces I make at managers when I wait in the lone checker line, which I do sometimes. Save Mart! And the managers walking by always give them a grumpy face. But it never works. Remember how aggravating, though, self-checkout was when it began? Place your item in the bagging area. Unexpected item in bagging area. Okay, take it away. Item removed from bagging area. Please return to bagging area.
Yeah, that's when they were checking the weight of every item. And then say you got something very, very small that weighed almost nothing, like one of the gift cards from the rack right in front of the check stand. It would keep telling you to put it in, but you've already put it in, like picked it up and put it in and picked it up and put it in. Yeah.
And then you get the dreaded, please wait for attendant.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Unexpected item in bagging area. Seems like I've heard that so many times. Remember the friendly reminders from the clerk, sir, the self-checkout lanes are open. No thanks. I don't work here. Or some people, they would go up to the service desk and they would say, ma'am, I just worked the self-checkout. Where do I pick up my W-2? Or did anybody try attending a Walmart employee Christmas party saying you worked a lane yesterday? You never know. But when they first came on the scene, I told the checker, you know, it's a real shame that these things are going to take your jobs. You know what she said? She says, oh, there is a God. So some people, it's a benefit. In the early days of self-checkout, the thieves learned how to beat the system, as they always do. Getting the goods in the bag without getting caught, or scanning an apple while putting in something more expensive. There was a lady who was caught paying $5 for all her groceries at Walmart by taping a barcode to her hand. Well, now they have cameras. They have these cameras catching her every move, very reminiscent of the cameras in casinos that have been watching for cheats since the 1960s here in Reno.
And as you scan it, actually print shows on the screen that the camera's looking that what that item is. So it can tell you. Can of kidney beans, whatever.
Yes, it looks at the item and it looks at your face. And I caught a glimpse of my face in the screen, the most unflattering scene of, anyway.
Bedhead?
So, yeah, it was bad, man. It was bad. Well, now, okay, so some places now, I'm getting off track. I was saying that it's a lot better now. Self-checkout's a lot better. Some places make it very easy. Home Depot and Costco, where I accomplish my transaction without raising my hand for the team member. Bravo. Some make it harder than it needs to be. McDonald's kiosk. Oh, my gosh. Some places still don't have self-checkout.
What I like about say, Sam's Club is you have the app on your phone that the scan and go app. You scan while you're doing your shopping, you pay for it on your phone, and you walk straight to the door. You don't even go through the checkout lane.
Wow. How is that theft prevention? How does that work there?
Well, they're still at the door. You've still got Barbara or whoever standing at the doorway checking.
Oh, okay.
It gives once you've paid on your phone, it gives you a barcode that you take up to the door when, and as you're exiting, they scan it with their thing. It tells them how many items you have. They still count your number of items, but it's, you don't have to go through a lane at all or wait for anybody.
Oh, I'll say right now, that is so smart and efficient. I'll bet you anything Costco picks that up like this year. And
I haven't been in there recently.
The line is the worst, right? So this is the solution. If they check the receipts. Of course, now, some people don't like that, you know, at Walmart. Oh, you're accusing me? And there's hassles there. So the line will be at Fred or Rebecca checking the receipts. I don't know. But that's interesting. I didn't know that. Sam's Club, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, taking a step backwards here for a second, John. We had a listener, Renee, text in some things. First of all, happy anniversary. And then she goes on about buffets. She says, my dad really disliked buffets. He said after being in the Marine Corps during the Korean War, he stood in line for his food for all of the years he was in the service. And he would not intentionally do it anymore, especially not for $40 a plate, as it is in some buffets.
Take him once to the Atlantis. He'll change his mind. Give it a try. That's what I would do. Anyway, it's odd that more people text than call, isn't it? I'm not used to that. I've done radio, 45 years about. I've done radio probably a little more than I've done TV news. I've done TV news about 22 years. But texting? Me? Very odd. But anyway, you know, one more thing about checkout, self-checkout. There are some places that do not have self-checkout, and you wish they did, like Total Wine, Harbor Freight. Can we get some self-checkout there? They always want to know my whole life story, the person in front of me, too. Anyway, give the self-checkout another try. I tend to go to self-checkout now because I've always gone to the register with the cutest cashier. Now that's funny because it's true. And self-checkouts make buying condoms a lot less awkward. So there, at least that's what I heard. All right, it's 9:51. It's time to cut me off. We're going to do a spot break here, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local. It's the show's called The Weekend. It's every Saturday, 9 to noon. Our phone number is 775-884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
The FM, new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Taking calls in order they came in. Tim, glad you called up. I'm John Potter. Welcome to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Hi, John.
Hey.
So I've got an interesting thing. In Holland, there's a couple videos on YouTube, and it's I pulled up supermarket checkout in Holland. What they do in Holland and probably a lot of other parts of Europe is you go into the market, you pick up your scanner, you punch in a code or get into the system, and now you take your bags and you buy all your things, put them in your bags, go check out, put the scanner back in the holster. It reads what you've bought, debits your card, and you leave.
Thank you. I don't really look forward to being that much into the system, especially if the system has all of your credit card information. But it sounds slick. It
does. I was just reminded, John, that Walmart has the same thing with their app. You can scan with your phone. You don't have to pick up their scanner. You scan with your phone.
Oh, okay.
And you walk through your store, you scan things, you add them to your cart. And that gives you a barcode when you go to check out, or you just tell your phone that you're done, and it pops up a barcode. You walk up to the scanner at the self-checkout, you scan that barcode, and you pay right then and there, and you're out the door.
You know, and Tim, thanks for the call. You know, I've noticed a lot of the supermarkets in Reno, Sparks, Carson City are doing these digital coupons. where you have to put the app into your phone and you can only get the deal on the coupon if you scan it with the checker.
Yep.
I don't like it. Anyway, let's go to Clarissa. Clarissa, I appreciate you calling.
Good
Welcome
morning.
To 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's good to hear your voice. Why would anyone text when they can listen to your lovely voice, you know?
Yes,
anyway, I wanted to talk about I wanted to talk about self-checkout and what you were just saying about the special coupon, for instance, at Raley's. I had to download the Philly app to get the Pete's Coffee for $6 and whatever cents. Otherwise, it was going to be $9. And it just makes you do more work.
True. We got to break for news, but you're absolutely right. And I don't want any more apps on my phone. It's too full. And more apps, more problems. I appreciate you calling, Clarissa. All right. Have a good day. All right. We're going to break for Fox News and be back. It's an open topic, of course, every Saturday. It's all local, though. That's the best part. So hang in there, and we'll talk to you later. Phone number, once again, 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. Back after the news at 10 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.